Now, we like to open the question and answer session, but before that, I'd like to call Dr. Amelie as well come to the stage so you can participate in the question and answer session. Please go ahead.
I have two questions. The first one, who would like to discuss the movements as soon as they exist, I mean in many countries, European or the United States, did they feel really free to practice their religion without any trouble? The second question addressed to Professor Ian Pape. I have the chance to have this lecture last week in Switzerland. So my question, how do you explain a movement or organization called Zahru, which is mean remember, who exist in between brackets and Israel, and they want to remind people about their villages, the 500 villages which is destroyed. And I had the chance to meet one of them in a conference about the right of return in Paris last year in December. And she don't speak Hebrew, and I told her I speak Hebrew, I'm from the region, I'm Palestinian. And she told me I just returned back before 1 year. And then I say, you, from where are you? I'm from Argentina, so I use the right of return like you. So I would like to know how we can explain this double politics, I mean. You can hear you are in solidarity with the Palestinian movement, and you are in the same way you are doing, you are using your right of return. Thank you.
Yes. The movement of the Tirukhata exists, of course, in the United States and in this country, and also exists in the Zionist state of Israel. Their whole way of conduct there is with great difficulties. They are very, very badly treated by the police and by the authorities. And in fact, there are many instances of them. In fact, I have a leaflet with me here today showing pictures of how the police have attacked them and maltreated them during demonstrations. But nevertheless, they persist and persevere in their message against the very existence of the Zionist and Israeli state. Does that answer your question?
She was asked, what proportion?
Right. I think I touched on that in my talk. You have to remember here we're talking about Orthodox Jewry. Orthodox Jewry themselves are regretfully only a minority of the Jewish nation as a whole. And within the Orthodox camp, You have various degrees, various grades. So the proportion is small, but a majority of the actual Orthodox camp do not, as I mentioned in my talk, they do accept the Tirukhata principle that there should not be a Zionist state. It is not shed a tear if the Zionist state came to. So really, from that point of view, there is a high representation among Orthodox Jewry to the basic